latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines, beginning with the news that Wan-Mata has warned Man City they can ill afford any slip-ups as Manchester United are ready to pounce in the race for the title. Guardiola's informed side make the short journey to Old Trafford on Sunday when Jose Mourinho's second-place Reds will attempt to end their rivals' unbeaten Premier League run. Suspended Paul Pogba has admitted United need to win given the 8-point cushion City have already built, and Mata too is desperate to secure derby victory. He said, "We are doing what we have to do ahead of this weekend's special game. We would love to be first in the table right now, but I think we are doing lots of good things now, especially on Sunday and during Christmas time, which we all know how difficult it is to win every single game. We need to keep that pace if we want to be in a position to challenge for the title at the end of the season. Hopefully we can do it." Staying with Wan-Mata, and according to reports in the Italian press, United offered Wan-Mata to Inter Milan to tempt them into giving up Yao Mario, but apparently that offer was rejected. Despite falling out of favour at Inter, both United and PSG have seen offers for Mario rejected. It is understood that they may well renew their interest once the January transfer window opens. Finally, and Paul Pogba allegedly won a battle with Jose Mourinho to conduct his rehab in Los Angeles following his recent hamstring injury. The United midfielder returned to playing action a fortnight ago and already looks back to his best. Pogba managed to avoid surgery but was still sidelined for 10 weeks, severely denting the momentum the Red Devils were hoping to build. Carrington insiders now claim the £89 million man had to convince his manager he would return even quicker by recovering over in the United States, even though Mourinho wanted to keep a much closer eye on him back in Manchester.